Tom Green has been through a lot in his 60 years, having a lucrative real estate career, losing it all during one of the financial crises, playing semi-pro football, and surviving stage 4 cancer. And when many others are making decisions at this age about what life will be like when they don't have to work anymore, Tom is waking up early every day to work out, and for a good reason. He is trying to get on the field and play a game for the McDaniel College football team. They're known as the Green Terror. Of course, McDaniel College is in Westminster.
Yep, you heard us right. Green wants to play in a game after making the team as a defensive lineman. He may even be suiting up this weekend, where he could become one of the oldest players ever in the NCAA. Tom Green joins us live here on WTOP. What a story here. Tell us why at age 60 you wanted to play college football.
I was just sitting around in a room, and I was just really bored, and I said, you know what? I want to play college football. I've always wanted to play. It's been a lifelong dream. I actually wanted to play pro football back in the day and, you know, played several years of semi-pro ball. Didn't have quite the talent to make it. I did a couple walk-ons with the World League back in the early 90s. Didn't get very far. Still something that was inside of me that I wanted to accomplish, to play college football. So here I am.
You could have picked a different position. I mean, defensive lineman at 60? You're not asking for any bumps and bruises here, are you?
Well, I didn't ask for them, but by special request, I got them.
I bet you did. What did your wife have to say about this? And what did your family say, Tom, when you went to them and said, hey, I'm going to play college football?
Well, you see, this is the thing. I'm like the ultimate salesman, okay? I'll sell anything. I mean, it's just in my nature. And when I first came out with this proposal, it was kind of like the look of, are you crazy? Then it was the look of, you've got to go through community college first. Yes, I have to do community college first. Then there was the doubt. Then there was the thinking of, he's actually going to classes every day. He's actually going through with this. So it went from disbelief or vice versa. And then finally, hey, you know what? I'll back him.
So you're on the team and you're practicing, and your teammates are 40 years younger than you. So what's been their reaction to your being there?
Well, it's definitely a culture shock. The demographics are definitely different, but I got some great guys on the team. I really do. I mean, in the article, it was mentioning some guys yelling dinosaur bones. And I can tell you, that's that Grayson Wendell. He's a wideout. He's so lucky I'm not a defensive back. I mean, you got guys like Johnny Irvin and Pierce and Mike Hensley. These guys, they're great. And it's just that humor and humanity, you know, they're timeless.
Tell us about what practice and workouts have been like. Were they what you expected physically and emotionally?
Okay, I went into this like a Russian bear. I mean, I was huge, strong, worked out like crazy. I was dragging a sled with a couple hundred pounds up a steep hills, and I was running and so on and so forth. Super shape. About a week before practice actually started for me at the school, I tweaked my Achilles. And ever since then, it won't let up. I'm pushing myself every week to get out there, and I think it's actually detrimental to me. So it's just one of those things to where, you know, I haven't been able to show what I can really do on the field yet. Hopefully before the season's out, I can show that.
Well, okay, so you are practicing every day, but what about actually getting on the field for the game? What is your coach saying about your chances of playing?
Well, here's the thing. What I found out is that, the defensive playbook, oof, man, things have changed since my day. You know, we had like 5 or 6 different plays, 3 or 4 different coverages, and that was it. I got to go to college just to study the playbook. To get onto the field, they're probably saying it's not going to happen this year because I have to study so much. But in all honesty, I have full intentions of playing at least next year into the next. So I want to play at least 3 years.
What would it be like to actually get into the game and play for you?
Oh man, I'm telling you, there's that old feeling inside of me that just wants to go in and just tear it up. I mean, I get to play scout, so we play against our first team offense. So I did like what 14 plays yesterday on scout, which we went live, and that felt really good. I mean, just, you know, hitting each other and all it was like, you know, riding a bicycle. It was like great. But this Achilles is just holding me back. You know, it's just, I cannot put the pedal to the floor yet, and it's killing me.
Oh, Tom, get that thing healed up. But we'd love that you're able to get back on the field every day to practice. So good luck, and hopefully we'll see you on the field this year. Thanks for joining us today.
If you don't see me this year, you'll see me next year for sure.